Right, but did you ever have any stuff in the windows, you know, that you pull down? What would you call them?
Shades or blinds.
Blinds?
Yeah.
What was the difference between the two?
Well, a shade, but old time shade was one that was solid, uh-huh, come down. And then these blinds are, really got them on these ones here in the bedrooms they got.
Yeah.
You pull them down and just leave slats, or you open them like that, you know, right there. Nobody can see through them.
Yeah.
But the old time ones, you pull them down, they cut all the air and everything off. See, that was called shades.
I see.
And kept the sun or the light out, but you still didn't get no air through them.
Right.
But,
now, a built-in place where you keep your clothes would be, you know, one that's built in the
clothes closets.
Right. Yeah. But did you ever see one where it was just, it was a piece of the furniture?
Oh, yeah.
What were they called?
They were called Schiffer's, I believe. Now, I might be wrong. But that's what you hung your clothes in and everything. But they were manufactured, you just set them in the corner of a room, or in a room.
Yeah. Did you ever call them a clothes press or a wardrobe?
Yes, I believe.
Well,
in other words, they were called armors. If you want to know the name of them, that's what they were called, an armor.
Armor?
Yes, sir.
I see. Uh-huh.
No.
Now, do you have a room in this house upstairs?
No, we just have storage up there, no room.
Yeah, and what do you call that room? It's
up there?
Yes, sir.
Well, like I said, we don't really have a room up there. It's all open up.
And yeah, it's
a storage place for everything you discard that you don't want to throw away and carry it up there, and they got a chock full. They got it full. Closed by the $1,000 worth up there. I tried to make them give away, but then.
Yeah.
Well, they give children. They bust up a bunch of clothes here the other day, and a bunch of my clothes, and give a man that was burned out, and a bunch of things. But the girl's got hundreds of dresses up there. There's one girl and the four children. And she just got hundreds of dresses up there that she just wore one or two times. But she's a pretty tall girl, you know, and naturally that hard to find somebody's, her clothes will fit.
Yes.
And she's not too tall, but she's nice height. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there once in a while, raise cane, but don't do no good.
Raise cane?
I don't go up very much. What?
Raise cane up there?
I raise cane with them when I come down after I see what's all up there to get it out, some of it, and do something with it, give it to somebody, or do something with it. But
yes.
I go up there once in a while and get through it and get out some children's clothes and things like that. But our kids is outgrowing and give some to other kids, you know, and other people.
But you call that the
attic.
The attic.
Yeah.
Right.
Go get coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Howdy. How you
doing? Tell this man howdy.
Hey. Yeah. Now that's it. What kind of gun is this?
The Dillinger. But you can't get no record of when it was made. It was made about over 200 years old.
That is a beautiful gun.
Yes, in this day and time. Now, a man told me that it was that's what you call a card gun. You loaded it, cocked it, and put it up your sleeve.
Yeah.
You played cards at the table. When anything went wrong, you just shuck your sleeve and bumped across the table. So that's where you could kill a man. See, it's got seven corners in the barrel.
Yeah.
You never saw no seven-cornered outfit in your life, and won't again, maybe. But it's got seven corners, and they said that those bullets were molded. You don't be scared to look at it, son. It ain't shot in 200 years.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the bullets were molded around and then pushed down in there and cut their way by these little corners.
Uh-huh.
And then that made it come out straight about 8 feet or 10 foot. So that was all. And